there were these incredible coaches. They were very strict disciplinarians. It was very physical play. It was also very athletic. The offenses were pretty wide open, and the defenses were pretty hard-hitting. From those teams came some of the most fantastic players in all of football history. Dick Nitrane Lane played at Austin Anderson. Mean Joe Green played at Dunbar High School in Temple.
Now you go to banquets and reunions of players and coaches and people who were involved in the teams. What do they say about the general atmosphere, though? They were playing on Wednesday and Thursday nights, not Friday nights. Friday night was white football night, and Wednesday and Thursday was black football night. What do they say about that looming over and underpinning to all of this?
One of their big frustrations, you know, in talking with former coaches and players, was the lack of media attention. That was the main thing. Nobody wrote about them in the major dailies, at least on a regular basis, if at all. They really felt like they were undervalued, underpublicized. Nobody really recognized them or gave them any recognition on a mainstream basis.
I'm curious about the fans in the stands.
Black fans in most cities could not go to the white games. They weren't allowed to be in the stadium. However, white fans would attend the black games. And in a lot of the communities, especially the smaller communities, you know, a lot of the players talked about how a lot of the fans that they had on the road were whites who would travel to see the teams play on the road. There was this odd support back in the day, even though there were these limitations on interaction, you know, between blacks and whites and segregation and can't go here and you can't go there. And yet, for the football games, there would be some white fans in attendance.
Black fans were not allowed into the stadium at all?
Exactly. That was true for, I think, most of the stadiums around the state. Somebody at all also talked with me about going to watch the white football team, but you had to watch from through a fence, or if you climbed a tree outside the stadium, you know, you could watch, but you couldn't be in the stadium itself.
So I'm interested to hear about the evolution of the league, how history evolved, and then what that meant for the league and the schools and the teams.
With Brown v. Board in 54, the El Paso schools were the first schools in Texas to integrate. But with that integration, they called the UIL and said, hey, we're going to have some black kids. Does that mean we can't participate in the UIL because of that any public white school thing? Basically, what they did was say very quietly, if you had a black player, then okay, you can still compete. You know, but even at that, teams, white teams that had a black player, and it usually was just maybe one or two black kids on that team, the other white teams that were still all white would not play those schools. We go a few years later, as segregation is getting near, then you see the UIL finally say, okay, we have to remove that clause. And in the meantime, you have schools in El Paso, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, San Angelo, and some of the smaller towns that didn't have large black populations said, well, you know, we're going to integrate. And then in 1967, the UIL takes over. They called it a merger, but it was really a hostile takeover. At its peak, the PVIL had 500 schools. But when integration comes along, 8 schools are left. The majority of the black high schools in Texas just went away. They were demolished. They were turned into alternative schools, academic centers, and that sort of thing. Black kids had to go to previously all-white schools. And several people said to me in the book they didn't want integration because they knew the effect. And the effect was this. The effect that it had on black culture and the black communities that totally changed as a result of that.
Michael Hurd is director of Prairie View A&M University's Texas Institute for the Preservation of History and Culture. His book is Thursday Night Lights, the story of black high school football in Texas. Michael, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.